All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're live.
You didn't even give me time to get my crochet out.
Kim, I never give you time. No, I was telling Josh. But I had to turn up my computer because, of course, like, I can see us on the computer. But I've noticed when I go back and listen to these episodes that if Josh can see the screen, he will just continue to look and watch himself. Not even paying attention to us.
Well, I always have my priorities in order. You're just like Grandma when we used to go to that Pizza King in Newcastle that had the mirrors along the booth walls. And she'd have to get on to me. Quit looking at yourself and eat. We ain't going to be here all day.
So this is nothing new for you.
Oh, no. I've always been, you know, the tale of Narcissus.
Narcissism? Oh, Narcissus. Yeah.
I believe it's a Greek tale around, like, you know, Zeus and all them. But he was a man who was so infatuated with himself that he basically caught his reflection in a pool of water and stayed there till he died. Oh. It's a cautionary tale on vanity, but all I learned from it is water is reflective as a mirror in an emergency.
When I'm working on.
That's why I don't like to Zoom that. Either, because I don't even, or FaceTime or anything. I don't even watch it, but you don't have to be there.
Josh just jumps on Zoom alone for hours.
Got my water.
So you come here often? Where are you from?
Right. You live around here, ride a bicycle.
Keep going. I'm still digging stuff out of my bag.
Now, today is our Christmas episode, and I'm telling you, so we've turned the lights down a little bit low. And
lights are turned
so
way
nice.
Down low.
We have Christmas lights hanging around all of our mics. We have two Christmas trees. What do you call these cups over here on our old 1945 radio?
Oh, they're just ornamental.
Did you make them?
Oh, our mother did.
Oh, very nice.
It was a Dollar Tree craft.
Oh, that's awesome. Here, if you are joining us on Patreon and watching the video, this is what I'm talking about. And if you're not joining us on Patreon, where you at?
Where you at? It's not one, home training.
It's a really old style. You don't see them anymore.
They're cool. Yeah. I think they're really cool, especially that she went to Dollar Tree and got them.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of crafty ladies on Facebook. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
But the struggle is everybody follows them.
Yeah. Then to find the stuff that you need to make, whatever you're making. Sometimes it gets real rough.
If you try to go there in the month of December to get something, it's been sold out since they put it out in October.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That last year for Halloween, I think it was, there was a couple crafty things on there that I wanted to do really bad. And I bet I went to six or seven different dollar stores trying to find everything.
So did everyone else.
Now, if you're joining us on Patreon, if you watch my feed, I'm going to show you around the room real quick. So this is the old radio. You'll see the little cups I was talking about. That's our window that leads up to the outside. So if there's a fire, Josh and I can get out. I don't know what we're going to do with Kim.
Yeah, there's no way.
They'll find you. Mm-hmm.
And I'll miss
Kim
you, girl.
There's Kim over there. Hi. And that right there is a wreath that she made above the little Christmas tree.
I think I made that for your very first office, maybe.
Yeah, it's 7 years old. Yeah.
And then you'll see over there, that is a chair that we have for you, all of you that are listening. If you were to come to the bunker, that'd be your chair.
Don't mind the junk.
And that is also two boxes of pins.
Yeah, and so you'll also see that Kim uses it as a shelf for all her belongings.
I don't think there's anything of mine on there.
I see your computer.
Okay, that's the only thing. Then everything else is on the floor.
Is that your pillow over there?
No, mine's behind
me. Well, Well, hold on a second. I just proved you wrong. You said you didn't see anything over the other drawer.
Well, she can't see the computer.
Yeah, I can't see the computer from here.
Well, Josh, she could be standing up right next to it. She can't see over those arms.
Are you calling me short?
I am.
Listen, it's the shortest. It's Christmas. You should have to be nice to me for Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
And then you will see over there, there's a little plaque on the wall that dedicates the studio space to our grandmother that we talk about all the time. And there's Joshua.
I'm horny today.
I can see that. Yeah. He has these wonderful antlers. And then you'll see here our little Christmas tree between my brother and I. And the little Scooby-Doo characters around it next to the alien.
It's real hard to find Mr. Ink colors and Christmas ornaments. But I feel like I got pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Then you'll see our Mr. Ink. What's that? A neon. That's what it's called. I was having a brain moment. Our little
it's only 10 a.m. Yeah.
And the other lights that's behind you and behind me, but they're too hot.
Here are a bunch of our postcards that listeners have sent in from all over the world. So don't forget, if you're listening, send us a postcard. There's some over there by Cam, too.
690 P.O. Box 690 Wabash, Indiana 4699.
We need some good stuff, people. Come on.
Yes. Our most recent, wasn't that the one that was from Germany?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, she emailed me again. This phone has fallen. Okay. Now, she emailed me after she heard the episode of us, you know, eating the chocolate and stuff. And she wanted to thank us and all those things. So she said a lot of really cool things.
Aww.
And I just realized when I was coming down the stairs, I had opened it to remind myself what she said so I can mention it. And I forgot I didn't respond.
You animal.
Girl, I left you on red. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Don't worry. He does it to me all the
time. Speaking of leaving on red, you know how Kim has a little goblin of a daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's real bad about it.
When we went Christmas shopping together,
she mentioned
that she had gotten a message from me, and I had sent her a picture of the Mystery Machine Tesla next to the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
And I said, am I bougie? You know, because I just wanted to feel good about myself, and she didn't respond. In fact, it never said she read it. I thought she died.
I think that's more a reflection on
bad parenting.
It is, yes. She said when she woke up, which I sent it like at 10 or 11, so.
Well, she was probably asleep.
Oh, yeah, she said she was.
She's usually asleep because she's got to be at work by 7:30. So, yeah.
But anyway, so she said that she saw my message in her notifications
and then she never opened it. See how she is. Emily.
And then she gave me a hard time because I said the pretty one was dead, Kim's other daughter. And I stand by that.
Well,
I stand by it because she's not even opening up my messages. I bet Amber would open up my text messages.
She probably
would. She would.
She has a phone, doesn't she?
Amber would have thought you were hilarious.
Oh, well, I am. I'm glad that she'd think that. But you put a phone in her casket, didn't you?
I did.
I bet if I text that phone,
and she'd respond quicker than Emily.
I bet she would.
If that phone was active, maybe, but that was a really old phone and it hadn't been active.
If it was a Motorola, quite a while before
she passed. Yeah.
Or still Nokia. Got a full charge.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old Nokias?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could drop that thing on your foot, it'd break your foot.
Mm-hmm.
And those things. But what was funny back then...
It was
then,
one of the razor ones, the ones that
You gave to Amber.
Yeah, that I put in her casket.
The old Nokia phones were those brick phones, of course.
And like grandma's first cell phone.
Yeah, I had
but
one.
Do you remember that back then... People would get those little leather and plastic cases for them.
The lady that sold it to her had a face full of makeup. And she was like, you need this so your makeup don't get on. Mm-hmm. Grandma had like the antenna still, you know, you had to pull it.
That was back when she had, I think it was Singulair. And then they got bought out by AT&T. I remember that.
Oh, God, such a long time ago.
I know. But going back to that little case, that little cover, wasn't that funny that they put those covers on those suckers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could
Nothing's gonna happen to it.
You could run over it by a semi and it's still gonna come out just fine.
Mm-hmm. I still kick myself in the ass every time I think about how much I've paid for ringtones when I was younger and ring back tones. The other person could listen to music.
Yeah,
now I'm like,
I used to do that too.
I'd throw my phone off a cliff if it made any noise.
I haven't made any kind of voicemail. You know,
and those were $1.99.
Yeah, a month.
And like if you, I'm sure Kim didn't have them because she's a selfless person, a selfish person. But Josh and I are selfless and we like to please other people. So if you called our cell phones at a certain point in time when those were popular.
Back in the day, I had them.
You had a ringback tone?
Yeah.
Surprised you knew how to get it.
What was it?
I don't remember.
You don't
God,
know.
That's been you forever ago. Forever ago.
My it was very probably first... redneck woman. I can see that
no,
for her.
No, no, no. My very first phone was one of the old bag phones that was in a bag.
You know, I can see Kim getting in trouble with some ringback tones, just like how she got in trouble with some other things in her life.
I wish I could go back in time. I'd get she's got skills.
Oh, I know. But what I'm talking about is, you know how Kim liked to change her Facebook picture and her cover picture like twice a day?
She'd probably get 10 a month of...
Oh, yeah. Those ringback tones. I bet she went into a bunch of debt.
Well, you could get personalized for each
however,
person that
called you. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did go in debt, but it was not my doing.
Texting.
So back
it was
in
porn.
The, yes. Back in the day, we had 100 free texts and...
You had a teenage daughter.
I had a daughter that was, she was a preteen, I think, and she got her own phone. And I told her, you know, you have 100 free texts and it's going to start costing. She did really good for a long time. Then she got a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the phone bill and it was $400 and some. And I'm like, what in the is going on?
You get that
prepaid. That happened to our cousin.
The only thing that she's, when I confronted her about it, she says, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I said, please don't tell Dad. Please don't tell Dad. I said, I'm going to cover you and not, but if you do this again, he's having free reign.
And this is your birthday and Christmas. Uh-huh.
Kim had to go work the corner for a couple months to make up that $400.
It was awful.
Now that happened to our cousin. And I remember it clearly because she had a little pink razor back when they first, like the first generation.
That's I'm guessing, what those, is it, was it Desta?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
The ones
yeah,
that flip up like
ones.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I put in Amber's casket.
That little roller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually
still have my, the silver one Shane gave me.
I think I still, I'm not real sure if I still have my favorite flip phone. I had a, I think it was a Motorola flip phone that I loved. It was my favorite one of all time. And but the bag phone, my first one, I still have it. I keep it in the toy box so that kids can play with it.
Aww.
Now, back in the day, Josh and I had track phones. They were a prepaid phone. Mm-hmm, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what really got us hurting was, of course, you had a prepaid, so you couldn't go over on the bill.
Right.
But it really upset me that if you received an incoming text message, it would also charge you half a minute.
Yeah.
Any text messages was 0.5
Scam.
Minutes. Now, I think that might have also been where Amber, because I know that's what happened to our cousin, that she didn't realize that incoming texts were counting also.
I have no idea. Maybe.
So it's like a double whammy.
When I talked with, because I called and talked, I said, is this right? You know, and they told me, this is the reason, you know, is all these, she told me how many hundreds of text messages, you know, there was. And from this phone number, and I'm like, okay. I'll take care of it.
This makes me feel like Dolly Parton talking about washing in the creek in a one-room cabin back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Back in our day, we had to pay. Could you imagine paying for text now?
Oh, no.
Oh, everyone would be broke.
Oh, I know. But I also, I clearly remember the first time I received a text message from a friend at school, and they sent me the letter K when they were responding to something.
Offended.
And I was like, that was half a minute.
Yeah.
That cost
you
me
send,
money.
Yeah, you wait.
Yeah, you fill up those characters. I think it could be like, I don't know, 150 characters.
The K is implied.
Yeah. And then I didn't respond because I'm like, well, I'm not wasting a half minute. And then they responded again, you okay? And then I was like, boy, I'll tell you what.
You text me one more time.
And it wouldn't let you block them.
Yeah, no.
I mean, now it would really get you in trouble because of all these spam messages. I mean, that just puts you over $1 million.
I have gotten where every spam call that I get, I delete or I block the report. Number
junk.
And delete it. And report it as junk. And I don't get them near as much as what I was there for a while because I was getting probably 20 a day.
Oh, yeah.
I just have it set on your iPhone. You can set it to where you only get messages and calls from people in your contacts.
Yeah.
What?
I've turned that on as well. But you have to be careful because if you have a doctor or something waiting to call you, you have to make sure you go in and turn it off.
Yeah. I think that's probably the only reason that I've not done that. I think I know you've been able to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that and...
I leave it on. And if I remember right, it will let them go to voicemail.
Yes.
However, if I know that I have a doctor or there's someone coming to look at my vehicle, whatever the case is, I'll just go in and turn it off.
Right.
I do wish that there was like an easy access button.
Yeah.
But there isn't.
Yeah, like on the home screen, just push it.
Right.
Turn it on, turn it off. That'd be really nice.
That'll be on the next update.
Oh, I know. Now that Apple's listening. Okay, hopefully. Tim Cook. Okay, so on this subject, I have never dropped my phone. I've never dropped a phone. Like throughout the period of
life. Knock on wood, honey.
Like never dropped. So the other day I was thinking, you know, I'm so like our phones now are so thin and light, right? Like every year they make them thinner and lighter, but the phone cases aren't getting thinner and lighter. So it kind of like beats the purpose.
I hate it too. Cause I like how thin and light, and then you get a case and you're like,
and it like pulls, it pulled down my pants.
Yeah.
But anyway, slut. I know Josh. It happens to Josh too, but then he'll realize he doesn't have a phone.
Left it at home,
right? So the other day, I was thinking, I was like, you know, it would be really nice just to have a thin phone that I can just put in my pocket and not like know it's there because I have the Mac, so it's big.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to get a smaller phone case, like just one that goes on the back, and maybe like because the back is glass too on the newer iPhones. So I thought, you know, if that falls, then it's going to be protected and I have a screen cover. Perfect. I've never dropped my phone. It's going to be fine. It. Day two.
You jinxed yourself.
I was in the bathroom and I was washing my hands and I went to turn and I dropped my wallet. That's what it was. And I went down and I went to go pick it up. Guess what popped right on out of my pocket? So when it fell out of my pocket, I looked at it. Like I was in an alternate universe.
This like didn't I was just happen. Like,
what in the world? And it landed face down. And I just remember looking at it. I'm thinking, I swear to God, if that thing broke, I'm going to be so mad. And I'm telling you, it broke my screen cover. So I had to get a new one, which I got a new one. And those screen covers are not cheap, by the way. That's like $20 a piece.
Yeah.
So I'm a little sad.
But hey, that saves $1,000 phone. You know?
For sure. However, it did like dent. Barely the top edge of my phone. And I'm telling you, I was so upset about it. I was so mad. I was like, okay, God, you're playing a joke on me. Like, what are the chances? So now you'll see, if you look at my phone, there's a real heavy, thick hard case that I could throw. Like
metal and rubber.
Yeah,
and
that's what this one is too. Yeah, so I am prepared, although it's already...
I've never broken any of my phones. I've just had to get a new one. Mainly because they either like you go to update it and it's like, sorry, not compatible with the new Apple. And I'm like, I get attached to my phones. I don't know how people like every single time a new phone comes out, they go run to get it. I'm like, no, this is mine.
Right.
But people like, well, especially, I don't know about straight people, but gays, they will judge you. If you pull out your phone and like, I don't even keep up with the new ones, but I know that the ones after mine had like, 3 lenses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would judge you if you pull out your phone and they're like, oh, 2 lenses. Poor. Hey, poor.
Or worse, if you have an Android.
Oh, God.
I was at work the other day and I walked into the boss's office because I needed her for something. We were having issues with somebody or something. I don't remember. And she's sitting there with an Android in one hand and an Apple in the other hand. And I'm like, what are you doing? And
she's drug dealing.
I said, what are you doing? Well, the Android is her personal phone and the Apple is her work phone.
Oh.
And she said they got me a new phone. Not that I needed a new phone. And she was having all kinds of issues trying to get it set up. And I was laughing at her so
it's a pain
hard.
In the butt because I got Apple. And then when I was like, I want to go back to Samsung because I liked how you could personalize the screen and everything. And then I had one for like a week and I was like, I don't like this. So,
She says, I don't like Apple. She says, I would lots rather them not give me an Apple.
My friends are the same way. They not like give me hell for being have an Apple, but usually when I see them, they'll mention like, I don't like Apple. But they have to get a new phone like at least every year, if not twice a year, because I just woke up and it stopped working. I'm like,
I don't even know how long I've had this phone.
And one of the things I really like about Apple, because of course I had a lot of Samsung and Google phones before, but one of the things that always brings me back is the simplicity of using it. It's so easy that I don't have to go searching for a long time to find something.
Yeah.
And I also like that it's implemented with my Mac computer.
Yeah.
So I can easily text and send photos and quickly do those things. And because if you text someone who has an iPhone, not only is it more convenient that it can go over Wi-Fi, but also it can be a larger message, a larger image, or a larger file because it will be delivered over iMessage.
I do like that, but when I block a guy on my phone, it doesn't do it on the laptop and he'll still...
Oh my gosh.
Why aren't you responding?
Yeah, I've done that. I've blocked someone and then I'll get a message on my phone, on my computer, and I'm like, Apple, get your shit together.
Right.
Why can't you just... I mean, you already have my text messages linked. Block. Include that in my...
So I have to tell you what happened to me last night.
Okay, why don't you tell us?
Well, you already know. But
did you burn it off?
So remember the strange noise that we had in the audio a couple weeks back, whatever? So Shane sends me a message yesterday and says, hey, the part two of the Foul Play episode, there's something wrong with it. I said, okay, fine, I'll look
it was with Gemma.
Yeah, it was with Gemma. It was a conversation. He says, it starts in a really weird place. I don't, I think it might have cut out in the front or something. I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I will. I'll check it when I get home. Well, I had them both done, and because they'd done two episodes, but they'd done it in one sitting. So I had, so I had to cut out half of it and put it on a different, its own episode, right? So I did this. I checked to make sure everything is okay before I send him a message and saying, okay, they're ready for you. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I get on to look at it. And the one that said that it was part two had the whole 3-hour episode on it. And I'm like, what is going on? I know I took that off of there and made a separate issue, a separate thing. Well, there was... He had put the music on it, and there was intro music to the first one, outro music for the first one, and then the second one started, and I'm like, what the shit is going on? So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll just delete the first part of it, and I'll keep the outro music, which is the same as the intro music, from the first one. And then it would be complete,
this
right?
This is a long story. No.
I forgot what it was about. I stopped paying attention.
Go ahead, Kim.
So I cut the first part of it out, and I start listening to the music to make sure everything's okay. And in that music, there were some more weird sounds.
Oh.
And I told Shane, I said, I'm about over this.
And we got to cleanse this space.
We got to do something because it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Did you listen to it?
I didn't. No, because I was working on schoolwork.
Was that a man? Did he sound cute?
It was a man.
was it a phone number?
Was a man's voice. You know, remember the other one sounded like a woman's voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one sounded like a man's.
Oh,
and it wasn't near as long as the other one was, but you could tell it wasn't supposed to be there. Because in the music, it doesn't show anything down in the bottom part.
Gemma had some company.
But it had on the bottom part where it looked like somebody had been talking.
Oh, that's
and I'm like, in the middle of the music, I don't know what is going on here.
Yeah, that is odd.
But it needs to stop because it's driving me insane.
The devil is
insane.
Alive.
No, Josh, I want to tell you that Kim explained all of that to me over text message late last night. And I'm sure you know this about Kim, Josh, that sometimes she doesn't use proper words, proper grammar, proper spelling.
I've not picked up on that.
Proper periods, nothing.
Doesn't put S's on the end of things.
I'm working on a paper for school, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, she sent me a message. And I opened it, and it's this long message. And I'm telling you, it was like trying to decipher Morse code. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I was like...
In my defense,
did you fix it?
I'll start calling Kim.
In my defense, I didn't know you were working on a paper. If I had known you were working on a paper, I would have just fixed it and told you all about it later.
Right?
No, I would have told you all about it later.
I did think that though when I responded and said, "Just tell me if you fixed it or if you need help or something like that." I was like, "I'll tell you what. If she tries FaceTiming me, I'm going to throw my phone outside."
It was this close from it.
I'm
like,
start calling
what
Kim
is his
can't
problem?
Get right.
Oh yeah.
If he had just said, "Hey, I'm working on a school paper." I would have been said, okay, fine. We'll talk about it later. I'll just fix it, let you know it's fixed, and I'll let you know about it later.
Oh, sure.
But no, he didn't tell me what he was doing. So I thought he was just sitting here.
You know, yesterday I went to the cute little town, if you've never been to Rochester, Indiana. It is just the cutest little town.
I've never been there.
A beautiful lake. It's you can tell it's a very Catholic town because all the buildings are real big and ornately decorated, which, you know, I love. But on my way home, I was driving through Akron, Indiana, and right along the road that goes through the town is a funeral home, which, you know, every town has to have your funeral home.
Yeah, of course.
Well, their Christmas decoration, I like had to pull over and laugh because it caught me by surprise, for lack of a better word. Right in front, you know, big funeral home has a double door entrance, and I guess they don't use those doors. And they had full-size mannequins dressed as carolers, like five or six of them, like, you know, in a half circle looking like carolers, mannequins. But I thought that was just the worst Christmas decoration. Oh, a funeral home.
That is weird.
I wanted to go, like, tap on them. No, there's that one movie where, like, a serial killer puts people in plaster, they got dead bodies outside. This is a decoration. I wanted to take a picture, but there was an old man behind me. I was like, dang it.
Now, I drove to Marion the other day, and when I got into Marion, you know there's that Wendy's right there? As you get into Marion. Yeah. So I'm trying to keep my composure. So there was this older couple who were, bless their heart, Josh. They were trying to cross the road.
Aww.
Now, I'm going to set the picture up. I start approaching them from a far distance. And as I get closer, I'm like, what are they doing? And I realize that the man is in an electric wheelchair. And the woman is in a normal wheelchair holding on.
Bless her heart.
And he wheeled her from
work smarter, not harder.
He wheeled her from that Walgreens right on over Wendy's. And I was like, I wonder if that's their first date. And then I had to look real close to make sure it wasn't Kim, because I was like, I can see that being
that's
her.
Goals, honestly.
No, I did take a picture, so I will post it on Patreon.
I mean,
and I'll show you guys.
That's kind of genius.
Oh, I started driving and I let them pass, and then I went real slow so I could snap a photo. I was like, I can't let this moment go.
Well, when you mentioned, or when you got to Marion, that reminded me of a joke. What's Peter Pan's favorite place to eat out? Wendy's.
Oh my God. So yesterday was First Friday in Wabash, and I worked
there
the front desk.
So long.
I know. Well, it was so. Now, let me set the scene.
Too many people.
There is an older couple who were Santa and Mrs. Claus, who were in the office.
They usually are.
Yeah. And behind them, there was the fireplace that was playing on the TV. There were some.
Oh, you had to sit where Santa was?
I was over at the desk. They were on the other side of the room. Ooh. But because of it, a lot of people knew that they were in there handing out cookies and that kids could get the picture taken. So, it was packed full of people.
Oh, yeah.
And I was taking lots of photos of people. But at one point in time, when there was no one in there, Mr. Santa said a word that I did not know. And I've learned that it is like one of these words that I use for Barbara's Flatboodle Fest.
Or snickety.
And no, it's not that. However, I'm going to tell you what the word is. And it may just be a local thing, like a local word that people use. But they explained it to me, and then I was the only one there who hadn't heard it. Balmy. B-A-L-M-Y.
Hot.
Balmy.
Warm. Yeah, warm.
No. It is cold.
Oh.
They said it was balmy outside. B-A-L-M-Y. Balmy. Now, I want to let you know how this happened.
How old was he? 100?
I was wearing this huge, right? Well, Santa Josh is real old. But I was wearing this real thick coat, and I was like, man, that wind out there is crazy. He's like, yeah, it's balmy out there. And I paused for a moment, and I thought, does
are
he
you
have
having nom flashbacks, buddy?
No,
are you okay?
No, it's nommy out there.
Nommy.
Now, yeah, so it is evidently when it's really cold or chilly outside.
I have heard
I've
it.
I've never heard
for
it.
Some reason, I was thinking it meant warm, too, Balmy. But I've heard it
heard
before.
Of ballsy, but I know how to call it.
So I have some more words for us for Barbara's Flatboodle Fest.
Before you get into that real fast, I've got a fun fact that I learned.
Sure.
I follow this lady. I forget her name. I probably never retained it in the first place. But she has a thing on social media. It's called Kinky History.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just kinky facts about history. Mm. And I learned that Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of, you know, children mm-hmm. and helping the needy, but he's also the patron saint of sex workers. Oh, I
oh
love
my
it.
Gosh.
There's even an old tale about how a man had three daughters, but he had no dowry for the youngest. So at the time, if you didn't have a dowry, you really couldn't get married.
Right.
And she was going to be forced into sex work. So Saint Nicholas found out and he threw bags of gold into the window while she slept, and it went into her stocking, and she had dowry and didn't have to come a hooker. Thank
How
you, Santa Claus.
That?
Wow. Kim, I wish that you would have known about that. So
I
you
know.
Could have
She's hooking right now.
Sent Santa a little,
you
little
got
wish
little,
list.
You got a little butthole you're crocheting.
No kidding.
You made a little pink sphincter, Kim.
It's not pink. It's actually cream color.
Oh, it's these orange lights. The light.
All right. So for Barber's Flapdoodle Fest, now there are going to be some words that I think that we will know.
Okay.
And I just wanted to include them because maybe our listeners don't know, you know? So,
not
the first
tonight.
One, right. Kim has heard that many times. She is very familiar. All right. The first word is skedaddle.
Oh, yeah.
Get your ass out of here.
Uh-huh. Go away in a hurry.
Go on, get.
Go on, get. All right. The second word is kerfluffle. A kerfluffle.
Like a predicament.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. A commotion or a fuss.
Don't make a kerfluffle.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh, darn.
Well, shit.
It's nonsense or meaningless.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
I almost said this word really inappropriately.
No.
I can't imagine.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
The legal document was filled with such gobbledygook that nobody could make sense of it.
I'll make that my grinder profile.
It's a meaningless or hard to understand.
It sounds sexual.
It does.
I gave him that gobbledygook 5,000.
Well, I almost said gobbledydock. Gobbledydick is what I almost said. Yeah, yeah. Hodgepodge, which I know the word, but I don't know what it means, actually.
Yeah, it's just bits of different things put together.
Yeah, tchotchkes. A confused mixture of mm-hmm. things. Shenanigans.
Like
it's
one of those that's hard to describe, but I know
getting
what it
in
is. A series, an event of misfortune.
Yeah. It's a secret or dishonest activity or maneuvering or playful mischief.
I met the man in the woods for a little
shenanigans.
Oh yeah,
This time.
I can't remember
year.
Who it is. Somebody I know uses shenanigans all the time. Oh,
Mindy
it's Adam.
Hit me up
Adam
on the apps like, "Where you at? You
time.
Ain't been around."
Right.
Like it is dark at 5 o'clock and it is cold outside. Close for business.
So while I have my paper out, I also wanted to give you a couple of my weekly annoyances.
Oh boy!
You know how I just get so annoyed.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the
you're
first
you're so easygoing.
I know. I know. It's well,
so
I tell you
to,
what.
It's
if
just
I had
so out
a
of
knife,
your
I'd be cutting people.
So out of
it
character
is, I know.
For you.
And you know, I'm not a complainer.
No.
I just, you know, just have to talk about it.
None of us are.
No. Okay, so the first one. I was wearing I have Apple headphones because I have an Apple product
Rich.
As we talked about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I put those suckers on and I was in the coffee shop yesterday. And I don't know what it is about these stupid Apple headphones, but Siri, oh, I said the S word.
She turned it off.
No, she kept notifying me of any messages or emails that was coming through. And I'm thinking, I've never turned that feature on. I don't even know how to turn it off.
Right. That's weird.
And so, like, I'm listening to music. And every couple seconds, anytime I get a text message, email, notification, suddenly the S word would come across. You have a message. And it says this. And I'm thinking, would you shut the hell up? I'm trying to listen to it. Oh, my gosh. I was getting so mad.
I hate when you get those little notifications. It's, you might want to turn your volume down.
Oh, I know.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Now, this is going to be so embarrassing. But the other day, I was in a bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And you, I don't know if
I feel like 90% of your stories happen.
It's true.
Start out. The other day, I was in a bathroom.
So anyway, I was in this bathroom. And there are some aggressive hand dryers.
I thought he was going to say shitters.
If you know this. And, I mean, in the men's, I mean, I'm telling you why. I don't know how they're not blowing out their asshole. But anyway. So.
You know, we're not on Unmasked, right?
Okay.
I'm just going to say a couple.
Ass is not a bad word, Kim. Right. Everyone has one.
I just wanted to remind you. Some are bigger than others. Just
everybody
in case that
poops.
F word flew out.
Right. But anyway, so. You know, in bathrooms, almost everything is tile, so sound really travels. And I'm pretty sensitive to sound. And as I walked in this bathroom, the hand dryer turned on. It was automatic, and evidently I was walking too close. And it sounded like a jet engine. And I was peeing, and someone started washing their hands, and they went over and used the hand dryer. And suddenly my watch notified me that the sound was too loud in the area.
What the hell?
And I thought... Here's your sign. They need to change that damn hand dryer.
Right.
It was, I mean, I'm telling you.
You're going to go deaf.
Your ears. Yeah, like at one point in time, I started like putting my hands over my ears because it was so hard. Yeah. So that wasn't even on my
list. How was you peeing with your hands over your ears?
It wasn't.
Some of us
it
was to pee, Kim. It's more comfortable and relaxed.
It wasn't. It was when I was walking over to wash my hands.
I was like, wait a minute. What are you doing? Peeing all over the wall?
I did it as an experiment like a year ago. I'm like, I'm going to try sitting to pee, and now I can't go back.
All I can think of is a fire hose, you know.
Kim stands up. She uses one of those.
She-wee.
Whips it right on out. She goes into the men's restroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Kim, this is so awkward. Would you wait till I get out of here? Okay, second thing. When you order something online, you expect convenience and you expect it to be delivered at the time that it tells you the day or the time period.
Not this time of year.
Now, I'm telling you, I get so annoyed when I get these emails and it says, your package is going to be delayed. We don't know how long it will be delayed, but when it shows up, it'll show up. And I'm thinking, you're just going to put that package on my door.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I may not be home
that week.
This
is my Christmas present, right?
It might be snowy.
Well, it was yesterday. Amazon delivered a little, sometimes I order something, I'm like, what did I order? And then I open up, oh yeah. So I had ordered something and it wasn't big, but it was just in one of those little, you know, package things that they put them in. And so they put it by my door. Well, I got home and there was nothing on my door. I didn't think Amazon came. And I thought, I know that Amazon sent me a message earlier. And so I looked. And they said that they had delivered that package. But it was so windy outside that it took that package. And I don't know where it went.
Oh, my God. Some raccoon. I was real happy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I looked at the camera and I saw him deliver it. I saw him put it. I mean.
Then you looked again and saw that.
It was in one of those little sacks. Right. One of those little bags.
Mm-hmm. It gets windy out here, especially after they harvest the corn.
Yeah.
It's just flat.
Out in the country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get out of my car when I get here in the morning. I come in all crying and shit.
Yeah.
I was at work the other day. He sends me I was at work, right? Yeah, I
don't know where you were. I don't follow you.
I was at work and he sends me a text message with a photo attached to it. And he says, I had this sent to your house. They said that it was delivered. This is not your garage. Do you know where this is at? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do. So I messaged the neighbor, you know, who is it was, and I told him, and they brought it down and left it on my porch. But there's nothing that pisses me off more than a delivery person delivering something that's not yours to the wrong place, or what is yours. I have my address on my mailbox and on my house.
Yeah.
There is no reason for them to be delivering stuff to the wrong place.
Our neighbors always gets our packages. And the address is nowhere similar. I think they're just like, end of shift, I don't care. And then you call them, they're like, well, you just have to go ask the neighbor. And I'm like, I don't think you understand.
That's not my job.
I don't talk to my neighbors.
Right. Yeah, that happened for me. I had ordered something for my truck. I think it was like mats. It was mats because it was a big box. And they don't notify me that it was delivered. No, I was at home. And I was like, I know dang well there has been no people pulling up and giving them. Yeah, there was no big box
I've
delivered.
I've seen videos where the delivery man will pretend to push the doorbell. Nope, not here. Gotta go.
But for this, they included a little picture, and it was too blurry. I couldn't see it, but I knew dang well that was not my house. It wasn't the collar. It wasn't nothing. It was brick, actually. And so I contacted the people I bought it from, and I was like, hey, I don't know where FedEx delivered that sucker, but it is not my house. This is my address. If you want to look it up, look for a picture. And they responded the next day, and they're like, okay, so we did some research on Google Maps, and we found out that it was delivered to one of your neighbors down the road. And they asked me to go get it. And I'm like, I've never spoken to that neighbor.
That's not my job.
I live in the country in Indiana. They have a gun.
Yeah. You get paid to deliver.
Probably in their vehicle.
Yeah. And everywhere.
So I told them, I was like, no, you, I was like, you better call FedEx and tell them to go knock on someone's door. I was like, because first of all, out in the country, you have a long driveway. It's not like I can just walk up to your house and knock on the door.
That's
a
half a mile walk.
Yeah. And I drive Teslas. And I'm telling you, there are some people who hate Teslas, and I don't want to get shot. Mm-mm. So I told them no. And I was like, nope, if you want to get that to me, you better call FedEx and have them go get it.
You send me a new one.
And they did.
I try to keep space for delivery people and, you know, especially when you order a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time, the delivery person is a younger teenager. And, you know, I was a young teenager once, naive, had to learn about the world. But I feel like I've always had a good amount of common sense.
Yeah.
And whenever I get a pizza delivered, we have to go out and like stand by the road. Because you've seen my front porch.
Well, yeah.
It's a big wooden porch. I turn my porch light on if I'm expecting a pizza. It's very bright. The address is right there.
Right.
And guess where they'll go to deliver my pizza?
The neighbor.
The back door. They'll walk
back door.
They'll walk through my pitch black, because it's always nighttime, pitch black yard and knock on the back door with no light on, no address on it, no nothing. And I'm always like, it says they're here because, you know, you can follow on the app. Yeah. Like, where are they? And then I hear a knock on the back door and I'm like, you know, I have a front door that's brightly lit with a driveway. And
now, Josh, maybe they've heard the little word around town that you prefer the back door.
Maybe they
just know. All right, guys, the third thing, I have five, so I'm going to go through this list. The third thing, I have bought a couple new shirts.
Yeah.
And you know how they put these tags aggressively on these shirts?
Oh, yeah.
And I was so scared to, because I used to just pull it off. You know?
Oh, no, you don't do that anymore.
And it will rip it. Yeah, so I had to like take scissors to it, and I had to go find scissors, which was a whole ordeal. And then I thought, why are they putting these type of things on these clothes if we have to rip them off?
People got to
so inconvenient.
Teach you how to wash it.
It is so inconvenient. All right, the fourth thing. I know that I've talked about this before, but I was at Walmart the other day.
Wawa.
Which I hate going to, I'm telling you what. And I saw someone of age, like, you know, around my age, didn't look like they had any physical issues, but they put the stuff from their cart into their car and then just left it there and drove away.
The cart?
Yeah.
Trash.
And it was so windy, it took that cart and it slammed it into the next car. So I got out and I moved it because I was thinking, like, if that, I don't want it to blow over to hit my car, first of all,
right.
And that's crazy. And then, like, as I was pulling it away, I was like, I hope the owners of that car didn't come out and, like,
you hit my car! You
think this was my cart.
At least Walmart has cameras.
But there are, like, I understand if you can't physically do it. That's another
right.
thing. But if you leave your cart not in the corral where it belongs, you are trash and you are dead to me.
That's one of the reasons.
We don't need you in our society anymore.
It's not so much the crowds during Christmas shopping season that bother me. It's the, on a good day, people are rude. But this time of year, they are brazen with it. Just no manners, no home training, no nothing.
I would have been beat.
My fuse is so short with ill-mannered people, especially out in public. I feel like that's the bare minimum of a civilized society, is to have just the a smidgen of manners. Like right. when I walk by somebody, I always say, pardon me, you know?
Yeah.
Just, or give them a smile. Or right. if it's a little old lady, hi, honey, how you doing? Like, you know, I'm a yeah. cute guy. I know little old ladies appreciate that.
Right.
Oh, don't go flick the beam to him tonight. Except that one lady out of the Cracker Barrel that one time grabbed me by the ass. Held the door open for her, and she just reached, woo, and she just looked at me and smiled like, no one's got them. What do they do to me?
Don't give Kim ideas, Josh. That's why she hangs around the Cracker Barrel door. Right.
I'm going to one tomorrow.
Now, jealous. When I went into Walmart, they had like Santa outfit for Mrs. Claus and Mr. Claus. I don't know if you guys have been in Walmart and have seen it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went there the other day.
Did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, Mrs. Claus looked a little hoey.
A little
ho, ho, ho.
They got to make it slutty, Mrs.
Claus. I'm telling you. And like the Mr. Claus thing, it looked normal. But Mrs. Claus, I thought, boy, she's looking for a little something.
I know, she's hundreds of years old. She ain't going to have it all hanging out.
No, she don't want it from Mr. Claus.
No.
Uh-uh. All right, so the last thing on my list. Every chair that I have ever owned develops a squeak. I don't know if that happens to anyone else, but I'm again sensitive to sound. And the moment this chair has it, you hear that?
I hear it.
And it bothers the piss out of me. And I'm just wondering, maybe in 2025, we can have chairs that don't start squeaking. No.
I wish I would have known. I would have put a little can of WD-40 in your Christmas bed.
Speaking of, do we want to go ahead and open our gifts?
Yeah. Now, you text me the other day, and I want you to know how much I love you, because you know how much I hate shopping around people, especially Walmart. And I looked all except for the grocery section, because I just assumed it couldn't be there. I looked all over that store twice for Magic the Gathering, but I couldn't find it. And I would have ordered it online, but I forgot we were doing Christmas exchanges until 2 days ago when Kim texted us at like 10 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Right. That's
it's
okay.
It's Saturday morning. I was like, oh, shit.
That's okay. He asked me it was yesterday, I think, what we were going to do today. And I said, it's our Christmas episode. We're doing presents.
Forgot.
And he's like, oh, I don't think fine. Yours is
I'm
in yet.
For finals. Well, so I do have a gift for both of you, but Kim's gift is the more funnier one, and Josh is the serious one, so I'm still waiting on the other ones. So the next recording, Lord. We're going to have a little second gifting.
Okay.
I was laughing on the way here because I was like, oh, I got my Christmas presents in a cute little bag, and then I laughed because I was like, Shane ain't going to have them wrapped, and I love it.
So I have this thing that I use the same Christmas bags because like, they get expensive.
Oh, no, I keep them.
So I'm going to give you this gift. In this Christmas bag. I
and
want
then
the
you
bag
want the bag back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is and a then, garbage island floating in the Pacific. I don't want to add to it.
These are nice bags.
This is the man that's driving the Tesla. This cheap to buy Christmas bags.
Hey, I spend money on things that I really
priorities.
Enjoy. Other things. Like, I am cheap.
Well, I pick out Christmas bags that I really like, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to just use that once.
Now, I'll give Josh my...
Are we going to do like we did last year? Last year, we did our nice present on the main episode, and then we did our funny one on the...
Yeah, so
mine's I'll go just ahead. Both.
Okay, so I will give Josh this gift. And Josh, if you have this, I am going to be so upset with you because I am so excited to give it to you.
And this is what it's like shopping for him, trying to find something
he doesn't have. I think I finally have
it's
the
heavy.
Perfect thing
Lord,
that he doesn't have yet.
Oh my God, is this Dolly Parton's cookbook? It is.
It's not. I don't think it's the cookbook.
Oh, it's the one I wanted, but it was like every time I'd look at the price, I'm like, thank you.
Now, when that arrived, I'm telling you, isn't that the beautifulest book? Now, open it. The pictures inside.
This is the second time gift I got this week.
Look at those pictures.
Oh, mercy.
It's like her museum at Dollywood.
Yes, and look, I mean, those pictures are crazy. We are looking at Dolly Parton's pictures
Playboy.
Of her. Cool. We're looking at pictures of her outfits.
Our Aunt Barbara just gave me a vintage, I think she found it at like a thrift shop, Dolly Parton concert poster book.
Oh.
Like from 1978.
Wow.
It even smells like an old book. Oh,
that's cool.
Oh,
that's awesome. God.
Now, what's that book called so our listeners will know what we're talking
Dolly
about?
Dolly Parton Behind the Scenes, My Life in Rhinestones.
Isn't that so cute? Isn't that the heaviest book you own?
It is. This is what you call a coffee table
I've
book.
Seen it before. Yeah. I almost bought it one time.
And it's big. So it's nice that they have those really colorful photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at books the other day and they had the Dolly Parton cookbook that just came mm-hmm. out a little while ago. And I almost got it for Kim, but I was like, no, because I'm going to buy that for Kim and I'm not going to give it to her.
Well,
I know me too well.
I almost bought it in addition to that, but then I thought, I bet he has it. And I was worried that you would have that one.
I've picked it up at least 10 times, usually at Target because it has that 30% off sticker on it.
Right.
But then I'm like, no, I don't need it, but I'll wait.
Since we're doing that, Josh, go ahead and open mine. It's already over there for you.
Lord have mercy. You got me. Dolly Parton's Cast Iron Skillet, didn't you?
Open that box.
No. If it is, I almost bought that the other day, too, because I had it at Walmart, too. And I had to stop myself because I'm like, no, I'm here to buy presents for other people. I am one of those where I buy my own Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, wrap them up, too.
I'm a single man with that, no kid, work two jobs, you know? Say you love me. I was listening to The Phantom of the Opera.
Adios mio.
I got Dolly Parton cutting boards or charcuterie.
Aren't those so, which they're so cute.
Where'd you find these at? I've never.
And they were actually at the dollar store.
That's nice.
Oh my God.
And it's the skillet.
It's got her on the back.
And did you see that you can, like, your food is in her shape?
Oh my God, I'm gonna make pancakes for dinner.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna use this. It's gonna be decoration. Gonna go on my hutch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
I think he likes Dolly Parton. I don't know. I don't know, maybe.
I bought that. I showed Shane what I had bought you. I said, if you haven't bought Josh's yet, you should get him that book. I said, I know he's barely been wanting that book. So he ended up ordering it.
Perfect. Oh, it's living my Dolly Parton dream.
No
today.
Kidding.
Now, just remember that when I give you the gag
I'm
gift,
so excited. Because both of these are things that I have picked up. Like, I have had the website saved on my, open browser thing. But I'm like, no, Josh, $50 or however much they are, depending on the size. I'm like, no, I'm trying to be more wise with my money. But I'm glad I waited.
That's funny.
If you don't know very well, I mean, I take hints very well. However, your brother does not. But I can always tell him, hey, this is what you need.
Hey.
Well, I knew about the book and I actually saw it, but I thought that he probably had it. And I saw the cookbook too, but I thought he had it. But then when you told me about it, I thought, well, if she thinks that he doesn't have it, maybe he doesn't have it. And if he does, then I'll find someone else to get it.
I seen it somewhere. I can't remember, and I almost bought it and we had talked about it. And I told him, I said, I almost bought it for you. And he's like, oh, I've picked it up a few times and not. So I knew from at that point he didn't have it. Now, how long ago that has been, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think he probably would have told us, hey, I bought that book.
Right.
So I was banking on that he had not yet.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you open yours, Kim?
Let's see. I gotta find
Mine's a mix of humor and usefulness.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
I have those people in my life.
I honestly had no idea what to get Kim, and I didn't feel like going to Mary and to TJ Maxx. I'm like, no, that's too far and snaky. There's a couple things in there I just found along the way that's what our dad would always say. Yeah. It's too far and snaky.
Ooh.
It's a muff. A heated muff.
It's heated?
Yeah. I know you like when you go to your football games and stuff.
Yeah.
And it has fresh batteries in it for you.
Oh, look at you.
I know you struggle getting batteries. Oh, there's something in your muff, Kim. What's in your muff?
What's in that, Kim?
There's a couple things in here.
Yeah. I know you like that scent.
Oh, yes. What scent is it?
But see, Fireside S'mores.
It's what?
Cozy Smart.
I thought she said
the B word.
I did. I was like, well, I don't know that would be smelling good.
And what else is in there? There's a little
What is
What's in your muff, Kim?
I don't want to pull it out.
What's in
your... I know what the shape feels like, and I don't want to pull it out.
Is it what's a, in sh- your should muff? Should you pull it out on Unmasked?
I don't know. Should I?
You can
I
pull it out.
I don't know what it is. Whip it out, Kim.
I got a sausage. Oh.
There's some sausage in Kim's muff. I know it's been a while. But I want
finally, oh finally, her God. Dream comes true.
I love this stuff.
I didn't know if you did or not, but I was like, it's too funny of a joke. Yeah, sausage in her mouth. I literally cracked up in the aisle. An old lady.
I love to
at
eat it on saltines. I have saltines at home.
That's well, good. They had like the little box that has like the crackers in it, but I hate those because they give you like here's six crackers and some grainy, tangy mustard. Oh.
And some chewy Werther's. I love these.
They're sugar free.
I know, and I'm very happy with that. Thank you.
Picked
so much.
Those up yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, sugar free.
You gotta be careful with that sugar free.
Ooh,
stuff.
Look at that.
And that was just
what is it?
Something random. I was like, and something else.
They're
little paper grainy squares.
Yeah, they're like playing cards, but they have grainy squares on them, and then shows you how to do them in the back on the back of it.
Yeah, and you can like kind of plan out blankets and other things. Like if you like a pattern to.
Oh, that's really nice.
Can't get
Yeah, that some old lady, she gave me the weirdest look because I was just standing there in that aisle laughing, cracking myself up, staring at sausage. And she's just like, what is this homo
she
doing?
Should, yeah, she should have known.
She was probably there for the same reason.
I wanted to show this, but I can't get it open.
Sausage in her mouth is so crazy. It's hairy on the inside, too. I put fresh batteries in it, and then I turned it on to make sure it worked. And it gets nice and cozy. I thought, you know, when your hands get cold, when you're crocheting, you can take a break. Or more specifically, when you go to those cool-ass football
games.
Yeah,
that will come in real handy at the football games. See, it shows what it looks like on the front, and then it has the pattern on the back.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Well, granny squares.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Granny squares.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Kim.
Happy Chrysler.
Josh, what you got? Or Shane, what you got?
I don't know. Are these mine over here?
Yeah. That one's from me.
I haven't given you mine yet. It's still down here in the bag.
Now, one thing is a mix of humorous and nostalgia. Because I remember it was one of the favorite things you had when we were little of Grandma and Grandpa's.
We'll see if he remembers correctly.
It's not the same pattern because they don't make that pattern anymore, but...
All right. So we have Exotic Teas of the World.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's cute. It's like in the shape of a book.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so there's tea from France, India, England, Jamaica, Japan, and China.
Wee.
That's cool.
That is so fun. Yeah. 36 tea bags.
I know,
which sounds like a good
tea
weekend
bag.
For Jonas.
Yeah.
You'll have
a
to keep
weekend.
Track of the ones that you really like. Then you could buy, you know.
I know. Well, I'll have to report back.
Yeah, report back.
Maybe on the future episodes, I'll make some. And
that's from our mom, just because it goes along with the thing I gotcha.
Okay.
That's so one of her Temu. She's like, here, add this in there.
All right, so Josh got me it's so cute, a plush throw, and it has a picture. And if you're on the video,
it looks just
like you. Sasquatch. Yes. It even has the little...
And he's just chilling.
...solar charger thing that you have on it. Now, that's the type of material and everything. Do you remember the blanket you had when we were little? I believe Grandma had two. One had wolves on it, and the other one had like a tiger or a horse on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I remember you always had it, like that was your favorite blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've seen those for a little while. And they had, bears, and one did have a unicorn on it. But I was like, no, Josh, it's for Shane.
Oh, this is so nice.
No, Josh.
And it is so comfortable, Kim. It's so soft.
It looks soft.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Cozy wozy.
I'm going to cover up here, guys. All right. So I will open up the thing that my mom got from Temu.
She was like, here, that matches. Throw it.
Oh, it doesn't smell bad. You know, sometimes it smells toxic. Yeah.
It's a Sasquatch pillowcase.
Oh, that is cute.
To go with your Sasquatch blanket.
Bigfoot doesn't believe in you either. That is cute.
That's funny.
I try to get you stuff that would cozy and comfortable. And
we're going to have to get some filler for this so we can put it in here. Mm-hmm. That's so fun. Thanks, Mother.
That's what I forgot.
Filler.
Are you ready?
It's all good. Ready for what?
For your present.
I might need that muffkin. My hands are like ice.
You want to use it? I'll let you use
it. I know. Now I have a blanket.
Yeah, well, I was there like, I should have got me a muff.
He wants your muff, Kim. Give him your muff.
Baby.
Oh, this is fun. You take this. 365 days of history. Ooh, facts they didn't teach you in school. The 2025 daily calendar.
I love daily things. Like word of the day.
So fun. Ooh, I wanted this.
I'm about to get in Kim's muff.
Ooh.
This is the hardback book of Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. It is so cute.
Love that for you.
Do you see the pages are green?
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a special edition. If when you open it up, the cover, it has a map in it. It's really cool. Yeah.
I do want to go see Wicked again sometime.
I do too.
It's such a good musical.
I looked up the map of Oz and stuff. I didn't realize it was so big. Mm-hmm. I love the things about, boy, Dorothy'd be pissed if she found out there was a train to the Emerald City.
Now, Kim, I'll wait for Unmasked to give you this one.
Okay. Lord.
Yeah,
great.
I'll do that.
Lord.
Hooray.
But we will have more gifts in another episode because I'm still waiting on a gift for each of you.
Lord, help us.
Yeah. Well, all right, okay, guys. Well, thanks for joining us on our Christmas episode. Yes, and
thank you guys for my Dolly Parton gifts.
Oh, my gosh. And I really enjoyed mine. Thank you very much, guys. Mm-hmm. Well, we will meet you on Unmasked in a moment because I have another gift for Kim. That she's going to absolutely love it.
And I have the gag gifts for Shane and Josh that they're just going to love.
I'm vibrating with anticipation.
I can see you doing that with yours.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Now, make sure that when you join us on Patreon, you should listen to these episodes by video. That way you can see
my cast iron skillet.
And yeah,
this
our
is
gifts.
My first brand new cast iron skillet. I have one that was our grandmother's.
Oh, nice.
And so this is my very first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I know how much you like to cook and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's Dolly Parton. Oh, yeah. I got to get that for Josh.
Now, if you do use it, you're going to have to make pancakes and film it for Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be real cute.
Have to season it first.
Oh, that's true with those cast irons.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I found the cutting boards at the dollar store. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe they had those at the dollar store. And then I thought, you know what? I think I know what else I'm going to get him. So.
There you
go. I knew she had a line at Dollar General and now Walmart, but everything
they
gets sold out. Not everything, but she's got like, did you see the Dolly Parton Christmas stuff they had? Like paper plates and napkins
that
party
I did.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. I liked it, but I'm like, I ain't going to use that. I'll need a shot glass.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Dolly, damn.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you on Unmasked. Thanks for joining us, and Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.